About 40% of the heat-related deaths over this 10-year period occurred in Arizona, California, and Texas. In other studies, lower socioeconomic status has been associated with heat illness and heat-related deaths. Ethel Taylor is an epidemiologist with the CDC.
We didn't see a huge decrease in heat-related deaths compared to previous years. That really provides us an opportunity to encourage people to be aware of the risks of heat exposure, even when daily temperatures aren't that high.
Heat-related deaths were reported most frequently among males and seniors. Taylor says climatic data, differences in demographics, and in occupations need to be studied to understand why so many deaths occurred in the Southwest. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.